From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. If you turned on the TV this morning, you might have felt that President Obama was following you around the room. He appeared on 5 networks today to push his healthcare agenda.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us.
Great to see you.
Mr. President, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Great to see you.
Mr. President, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you weren't able to watch, we have the highlights here. Mr. Obama was asked whether he was happy with the current health care bills circulating on Capitol Hill. Here's what he said on ABC.
80% of what I'd like to see is actually already in all the various bills that are in Congress.
NBC.
I actually think that we've agreed to about 80% of that.
CBS.
In fact, what we've got right now is about 80% consensus.
But in response to questions about whether his plan would raise costs across the board, the president told CBS,
healthcare inflation went up 5.5% this past year when inflation was actually negative.
ABC,
healthcare premiums went up 5.5%.
CNN,
last year your premiums went up 5.5%, 5.5%.
And NBC,
5.5% increase in their premiums, even though inflation was actually negative on everything else.
But what about the tone of the debate? Is race a factor? No, the president told all the network interviewers.
Every president who's tried to make significant changes along these lines, whether it was FDR or Ronald Reagan, elicit very strong, passionate responses. If you hear what people had to say about Abraham Lincoln or what they had to say about FDR or what they had to say about Ronald Reagan.
I mean, the things that were said about FDR, pretty similar to the things that were said about me.
We saw during FDR, we saw during Ronald Reagan, anytime there's a president who is proposing big changes that seem to implicate the size of government, that gets everybody's juices flowing.
So is the whole thing being overblown, or are members of the media simply cats?
They can't get enough of conflict. It's catnip to the media right now. And so the easiest way to get 15 minutes of fame is to be rude to somebody. This is catnip.
The easiest way to get on CNN or Fox or any of the other stations, MSNBC, is to just say something rude and outrageous.
The easiest way to get 15 minutes of fame is to be rude to somebody. The easiest way to get 15 minutes on the news or your 15 minutes of fame is to be rude.
That's President Obama today hitting the networks to talk health care.